This is Big Dreams Small Pockets, a business and lifestyle podcast where we take you on our journey of making our dreams a reality. Ashel is a full-time entrepreneur with a specialization in digital marketing, and Veli works a 9-to-5 job while managing her businesses on the side. If you want tips, tricks, and a good laugh, keep listening. Whether you're new or you've been listening from day one, we thank you for tuning in and ask you to share our podcast with your friends and business partners. Without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
It's Belly.
And it's Ashhole here.
And welcome to season 2, episode 1 of
Big Dreams, Small Pockets. I know it's a little confusing, but we are in the process of rebranding.
Yes, yes, we are. And that is going to be our new name moving forward.
That's right, guys. Once Get used to it. Love it. Hate it.
Say it again. Say it for them.
Big Dreams, Small Pockets.
Y'all heard it? We got big dreams, guys. You know, running on small pockets for now.
Well, y'all already know if y'all listen to season 1.
Y'all, you know,
our pockets is trash right now, but the plans and everything, yeah, it's tight.
You know what our pockets are? You know those fake pockets that they zip on, they sew on? You know, that look like a
in
pocket?
In the female clothes.
Yeah.
Guys don't have that problem.
But guys, it's so great to hear from you guys. Well, even though we're not hearing, it's so great to speak to you guys today. It's been a while. I hope you guys enjoy season 2 and let's get into this.
Yes, I just want you guys to know that we are definitely, definitely committed to this. Season 2 is going to be bi-weekly.
Yes.
Yep. We are launching in March 22nd with a live show. And I just want you guys to all get hyped for it because we are excited. And we are dropping bread. So it's going to be high quality content. And this is brought to you by
Hype Lab Studios.
Bam, 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 bam. Thanks, Jack. All right, guys. So we're just going to get into rebranding with you guys. Honestly, this had to be episode 1 of season 2 because this is a whole rebrand for us. We decided that our show kind of evolved from where it was. So What a Time to Be Alive is kind of what we decided it was at first. That's the feeling we had for the show at first.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of feeling like we're moving in a different direction. We're growing. We're just getting into more and more different things. So, drum roll for this. Thank you, Belly. Big Dreams, Small Pockets.
Woo!
Came with a lot of tinkering, voting, just thinking about different things that kind of just embody what we're trying to do, you know? We're trying to give you guys lifestyle with advice, you know? Just like ghetto, but make it high class. Like, you know, just like give, we're trying to give you advice that you need and are looking for. Just present it to you in that way.
Yeah, honestly, guys, you know, we decided to change the name because, like Ashel said, What a Time to Be Alive is what we started with, but that's not where we are anymore. And to be honest, Big Dreams, Small Pockets represents what we have in store for you guys and what we hope you have in store for your own selves. So without further ado, let's get into the first segment of the day, which is going to be Creole Word of the Day.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I don't even have one planned.
You know
okay.
what? How about I choose what you say?
That's crazy.
How about I choose and you
could,
translate?
But the way Haitian Creole works, not every word has an equivalent.
Okay, so I'm gonna just take a guess. Shot in the dark.
Okay.
All right. Actually, let's say big dreams. Yeah, big dreams, small pockets. How would you somewhat translate that?
Guo wev. So guo is big. Wev is dream.
Guo.
Guo wev.
Guo wev.
Yeah. So that's big dream. Like it's like something that's just outrageous, out of line. That's the exact, like, I'm sure there's a
Guo
different
wev.
Word. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, Le Rive is supposed to be Le
Oh,
wev.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what about small pockets? How would you ever try and change that?
Do we have a word like for that? Pockets? Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. No, listen, can I just say broke?
Yes, we can. We can make it what we want.
So malewez is broke.
So one more time for the audience.
Malewez. So it's like happiness, but bad happiness. Technically, that's the exact translation. But it means like in a bad situation, destitute, broke. Like, you know, you can't really do much with that. So, yeah.
Okay, so can we say it together?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Because I want
to. Malewez.
Malewez. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm gonna be fluent by the time we're done.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
But we are not staying Malewes for long, guys. That's not the goal here. So you can think about your small pockets and dream big. Like, just think about things that are not really small.
Okay. So back to our topic of rebranding. In today's episode, we're going to discuss rebranding in a business, in your life. What does it mean and how does it tie into everything? Why rebranding is sometimes necessary and important. In terms of a business aspect, Ashel, why do you think like people would rebrand?
Well, marketing wise, it's kind of a big hitter. Like if a business is dying, if it's like been losing money, if it's like not really, like, let's say a business is just has just gone public, but they're not doing well in the stocks. You're going to want to rebrand. You're going to want to, like, you can't just throw away your business, you know? If you take a step back and try to reevaluate what was good about it, rebranding is kind of that. So you're taking a step back and then reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
Or even just reinventing the name, like us. So a lot of people decide that when they rebrand, they kind of want to make sure that their company is being completely washed away from the old time stuff. Because you don't want people to associate your new rebrand with what was before.
Exactly. I also think people sometimes shy away or, you know, tend to get a little hesitant about rebranding because they don't want to lose the supporters and the followers that they currently have.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, that rebranding could not only you maintain your supporters and followers, but grow a larger fan base, you know, a larger population of people who actually are interested in your product, your service, whatever it is you're trying to rebrand.
Right.
Also, if you have noticed, like you'll see a lot of medical offices or doctor's office or even just like fashion stores, they will close down, but an exact same store will open up in its place.
Yep.
Most of the time, it's the same owner, just changed the name.
Yep.
You know, and that's their way of rebranding, of washing away the sins, the dirt, the dirty deeds they done did.
Yep.
Past history. Yeah.
In terms of food, a restaurant will close down and open up the same exact kind of food with a different name, all to keep the customers, just come out with a different rebranding. Because let's say restaurant A had an F. You don't want to eat at restaurant A. But restaurant B has the same type of food, different name. You think it's new, but it's really not. And they got an A.
Yeah.
So you're going to eat there. And it could be the same exact location. So that's rebranding is really powerful.
Definitely. And there are multiple different ways to rebrand as well. You know, you can start like just a basic rebrand of changing the name like we did.
Or the
you
logo.
Do a rebrand where, you know, changing from the skeleton bones where you're changing every aspect. The logo, the colors, the theme, you know, sometimes even the actual location. You know, rebranding gets as deep as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that it can be awesome if used right, you know?
I think that there's also bad aspects to rebranding, though. Like, we were just talking about, technically this goes into our segment thing with the sunflower seed days.
Yeah.
So we had a segment in mind where we were thinking about sunflower seeds. If you're a millennial, you definitely know what sunflower seed days were. You was in sixth grade trying to eat up them sunflower seeds, you know, taking the skin off, putting it somewhere random, spitting it out randomly. Like, think about those back in the days. So rebranding for me, when I think of bad rebranding, I'm thinking of Trix, the cereal. Y'all remember Trix are for kids? So they rebranded their campaign, like, with a new bunny, a new, like form, shape of the cereal.
It's wild.
I feel like they don't even taste the same anymore, Trix are for kids. Like, what are y'all doing? So I feel like, in terms of when they're trying to step away from those aspects, it's like, we love the original.
Yeah.
Don't come at us with, like, different kinds of flavors and stuff like that. It don't make sense.
And speaking of sunflower seed days, even though we're not into the segment yet, you guys know they rebranded the sunflower seeds packet, the looks and the taste. I was extremely upset when I found out about that. If you guys love sunflower seeds like I do, I feel like you'll get why I'm so upset. But yeah, rebranding definitely can have a negative effect on what you really thought you wanted. But, you know, sometimes people don't know what they have until it's gone. And for example, with IHOP, when they did IHOP and they changed it to IHOP. Hub.
Yep.
You know, that was just a promotional thing, but they said it as, oh, hey, we're rebranding to International House of Burgers as well.
Yep.
And people, you know,
they tried it. They tried it.
It was never a long-term thing, but people threw a fit about it.
Then they should have said that. They should have said seasonal because you tried it. Where's my pancakes? No.
But that's exactly why they did it.
Yeah.
You know, they needed to get that stir. They needed to get that commotion. They needed to get people to be like, that's crazy. I would go to IHOP for pancakes.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
You know, so getting the IHOB, getting everyone to go wild about it, was a good way of rebranding slash marketing and promotion.
Yep.
You know,
no such
you
thing came as in bad
and
press.
You was like, yeah, they came in and it was like, we're gonna sell the shit out of these burgers, knowing damn well nobody's coming to IHOP for burgers. Like, who says I feel for burgers?
Let's go to IHOP.
Like, no. But they did their job. They got people to come back to IHOP.
Yeah.
Essentially, that was their main goal. How do I know this? Let me get a little insider tip. I was on the LIRR with the guy who runs the Northeast region of IHOPs.
Ooh.
And so he was the one who actually told me it was just a marketing thing. It was not. It was never meant to be a long-term change. It was just like, let's just shake the shit up. They shook the table.
No, they
That's
did.
That's what they did.
And they did.
And like, they did a good job.
Them commercials. We was all raising
Every
hell
time.
In my crib. Like, what? Where are the pot? Like, hello, yeah. Strawberry shortcake. Like, where is this?
Oh, let's get into rebranding in the life. In the personal life. Because I feel like...
Honestly, I feel like this rebranding and personal life kind of attacks girls. Not that guys don't do it too, but it's more of a girl thing.
Yeah.
Because you notice the rebranding in your life.
Child.
Like, girls rebrand in terms of letting go. Like, making sure everything is fresh and new. Like, it could be a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
Like, a new type of look. Some people get a new job, honestly. Like,
girl.
Just doing something. Picking up a hobby. Girls decide to reinvent themselves when they feel like... things are just not the way they want it to be anymore.
You know what's crazy? I think I rebranded my life in 2019. I think my entire life is a whole different, like,
you
it's a different life.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Girl, I've accepted it. I'm okay with it. I am happy with it. But I fully agree. I think I was talking to you recently when I was like, honestly, I feel stagnant in life. I'm about to change my room up. That was my way of rebranding. If I couldn't change one thing, I have to change something else. I'm going to rebrand my room, my hair, something. You know, it's just a sense of change, a sense of new, a sense of, you know, starting fresh. Like Ashel said, letting go, you know. A lot of the times, unfortunately, we rebrand when something negative happens or we're in a negative mood.
Yeah.
You know, even with guys, you know, oh, I'm tired of my hair being short. Let me grow it out. Let me put some dreads in, or let me, you know, whatever you guys do. Get a one ear piercing, you know, whatever
get
it may
a gauge.
Be. Yeah.
Okay.
Change your closet. You know, especially when you're starting a new stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people feel that's my time to rebrand.
That's true.
You know.
I just hate the stigma behind it. Like, oh, man, she cut her hair big chop. Something going on.
It's a bad thing.
Like, it don't always have to be a bad negative situation, but that is commonly why it happens.
Yeah. I think also with when to rebrand, people only wait. I don't want to say only wait, but typically wait for the negative.
Right.
You know, when you're happy in life or you're comfortable more so. So you want to change something, but life isn't bad enough. So you're just like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to change it just yet.
Right.
But when something dramatic happens, when, you know, like life just pulls your wig off.
Yep.
You know, pulls the carpet under your feet. That's when you're like, all right, let me, you know, change this or change that. But I think, like I was saying, time frames, like, okay, going to college or graduating college, we change our closets. You know,
yeah.
I am no longer a college student. Let me dress as such. You know,
my dumbass did that and is still wearing the college clothes. Don't let that shit fool y'all.
Woo!
Don't throw away your closets when y'all graduate. It will do nothing for you.
Don't throw away your closet without preparing something.
Shit.
You know, like.
I had something prepared. I promise you, everything is in the cart.
Everything is just never purchased. Well, please get it out of the cart before throwing anything else away.
Yo.
Like, we out here looking nervous.
I got the same coat on from... Yo.
You out here cold because you done threw away a good jacket because you felt you were above it.
We not gonna talk about
it. Now that jacket looking at you like, how you feel?
That's,
cold, huh?
See, that's a negative rebrand.
You didn't even finish the rebranding process.
No, I didn't.
But yeah, in terms of when to rebrand, I don't think there is any perfect time. And I don't think it should be, you know, only for when something goes wrong in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I feel rebranding is what you need to clear your mind, you know, to when you're stuck on something, you're stuck in an atmosphere. Finding ways to just start fresh, start anew is really your way of just opening up your creative space. Exactly. You know, because when you're rebranding, you're really getting creative on what you want to do that's no longer you.
It's like a clean slate.
Or no
slate.
Longer your business.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a clean slate. So I feel like rebranding can also work for companies that are getting into different, things that they weren't into before.
That's true.
Like, when you think about how Samsung had to rebrand, like, they started off not in technology. Like, it was some random thing. I want to say clothes, don't quote me on that, but it was some random thing Samsung started off as.
Okay.
So they had to take that and create it, rebrand it into a whole new, bigger empire.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that is the reason you do it. You rebrand because you don't want to box yourself into this one little category, you know?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring LLCs into this whole rebranding talk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you own you have an LLC, if you're rebranding, you don't necessarily have to, you don't change the name. You don't do anything with
LLC.
No,
you don't have to.
You just
add an
entity. A new segment. You
add an entity. So when you get your LLC, they'll give you a paper that says articles and entities. You can decide to add an entity into the LLC and it will all fall under the same EIN, or you can just add a second LLC and make the first LLC purchase it. So honestly, rebranding is perfect for something like that, because let's say that you sold scissors. Now you can sell scissors, office supplies, desks, like a whole section of things that you didn't sell before, all with adding an entity. So rebranding is perfect for stuff like that.
Yeah. And so if anyone is listening and they're thinking about rebranding their business, but they're not sure about their LLC, they don't want to, you know, lose anything, they don't want to pay for anything extra, your LLC is safe, baby girl, baby boy. It is there. Mm-hmm. You can, like Ash said, add the entity. So that is also a pro for rebranding. You don't necessarily have to start from the bottom up completely.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Unless you want to.
Yeah.
You're trying to lower your taxes. But besides that, it just makes sense for you. If you are thinking about rebranding in the near future, you're going to want your LLC to be as general as possible.
Yeah.
Like for me, my LLC is Essentials. It's, well, in French, Essential. So it's Essentials in a whole bunch of forms. So I have a bunch of different entities of it, but the LLC itself is just the Essentials.
Yeah.
So if you give a throwaway name like that, that's fine, because it's perfect for you. Can really just go out and do anything with that. You know, you don't have to box yourself in. If you're planning on rebranding in the future.
Yeah, same for me. Like, I decided my LLC is Chivy.
Yeah.
So now I have the Chivy Hair Care as an entity. I really want to, like,
branch
look
out.
Look into the DIY with Chivy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like I said, I'm always doing some new DIY. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, guys, I DIY'd my lashes. They look amazing. I wish you can see them. I'm fluttering them right now.
I'll take a picture.
But, you know, like, I was thinking DIY with Chivy can be another entity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple of other entities, some secret projects, you know.
Mm-hmm. Secret ideas.
Yeah, so whenever I do feel like I need a change, as right now, Chivy Hair Care is going through a whole rebranding process. And, you know, she's on the low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's in the background right now. But when she pops up, it's still going to be Chivy Hair Care, just a different look.
Okay.
You know? So that's for me, fortunately, I don't have to change my name in order, you know, to have my, you know, whole rebranding process completed.
Right.
So I'm lucky in that way.
You know, I just realized we didn't update our listeners on what's been going on, you know? Like, it's December of 2019 for us right now. Like,
I realized, but I just didn't want to say
that. We did not update the listeners. Like, they haven't heard from us in months.
I know. And this is season 2. So we need to really let you guys know what's been up.
I'm really glad that we're doing this, by the way. Like, season 2, I just got so much fresh ideas.
Yeah.
Like, and especially because we have the backing of Hype Lab Studio. Like, I feel like it just makes sense for us to really get this out now to you guys. Because what was our excuse before? The sound quality. You know, sorry, we've been busy. No, we are dropping bread on this. We are making sure we put time in and effort in. So that's it. Like, there's no more excuses.
Right. No, season 2 is where it starts really getting popping. Yeah. Like, we have so many great ideas. And by the time you're listening to this, will we have our launch already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I hope, you know, yeah, by the time you listen to this, we've already have, you know, began our launch. And I hope you enjoy our pictures. I hope you enjoy all the things that happened. We did a photo shoot today for it.
Oh, my god,
that was a lot of fun. We were freezing. Oh, but we got it done. The shots are fire.
Yo.
They're really good.
My toes?
Non-existent. Like,
it went numb. But I give it up to models. I actually work in any climate because I honestly couldn't.
It's not for me.
That's a lot.
I was telling Ash, next time we're doing a shoot in the winter, we will dress accordingly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we are doing winter
shoots. I'm talking chinchilla type shit.
Like, you will see a scarf.
It was so cold.
For no reason. And when we left, that's when the sun came out.
Yeah.
But anyways, so what you been up to, Ash?
As of late, I haven't really been doing different things. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing the digital marketing, you know, advertising for people. It's actually been a terrible month. December has been trash in sales. I only made like $700 this month in sales.
Wow.
Like, it's bad. And then Black Friday, I was supposed to make money. Like, you know, you thinking Black Friday is fourth quarter. Let me bang it hard. I spent, I want to say, $100 on ads, and I never do this. Like, you know, I'm miss free.
You do everything,
I do everything free. But I was like, you know what? I think it's going to work out. So I gave a huge discount on the luxury bags. My sister has a bag company for luxury handbags. I gave a huge discount for it because I'm one of the affiliates. And not one sold.
Wow.
I was like, yo. And then I had people hitting me up for offers because, you know, eBay, you can do, like, the bidding and the offering. I had people hitting me up with outrageous prices. I'm like, ma'am, ma'am, these are real bags. Sir, person, these are real quality things.
Okay, I have two things to say. The first thing is, how come you didn't send me that discount code? That was the first thing.
Yo, it was
my girl. You just mentioned how you did a big discount.
I want to say like 65% off.
No, that's crazy.
Like,
you could have had at least one purchase, but it's
I'm telling you, like Fendi, Givenchy, like Gucci, like
keep going. This is great. You guys hear this? We speak almost every single day.
Yeah.
We speak on a regular basis, and you telling me that how she had a whole 65% off deal. You hear Fendi, Givenchy.
Yo. Oh my gosh.
I got not one text.
Honestly.
And then you're going to sit here and complain to me about how you didn't get a purchase? I was your purchase.
Yo.
Come on.
You see, clothes mouths don't get fed.
I could have been sitting in luxury.
No, seriously.
Sitting in luxury. But it's cool.
It's cool because, you know, we're still available. We have a spring collection coming out that I'm waiting for. I got to take the photos for that. Yeah, but overall, I feel like I've been in a low. But it's only coming after a really big high peak.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get that this time is for that low moment. Because November, where I was supposed to make money, I only made like $1,200. Which is still trash because my expenses are $1,700 a month.
Wow.
And that's without food. Like, that's before me feeding myself. That's before any of that shit. So it's like, okay, what do I do when this happens? You deadass just gotta grind.
Yeah.
You deadass just gotta have some bread and water for food. You gotta, like, figure out a way to
heavy
make sure.
Heavy on the water.
Heavy on the water. The bread. You gotta make, like, I'm blessed because I live with my mom, so I don't feel the heat of rent and, like, having to worry about that. But all the other bills come knocking down my door, and I'm just
closing that door.
Yeah, when you have that, when you feel that kind of problem, you really just gotta have faith in yourself. Like, you gotta get up every single day and work. Because it's going to get hard. Like, oh my gosh. When I tell you, me and Geico have been playing tag with the money. Like they take it from Chase, Chase gives it back. They take it from Chase, Chase gives it back. Like, we've been playing tag. But it's fine.
But you know what? That's part of it. You know, that's really part of the process and the struggle. And that's why we're talking about big dreams, small pockets. Because you know, our dreams are limitless. To be honest, the way we talk to each other about some of the things we want to accomplish, there is no cap.
No.
However, there's a big cap on my pocket. Like, I'm going to let you know right now, my pocket is the cap.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I'm feeling at this present moment.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's like you said, it's seasons. You have your seasons where you're doing really well, and hopefully you can save some with that season. Yeah. You know, God bless. And then you have the seasons where it's not so well, but it teaches you how to, you know, deal and roll with the punches. And this is part of being an entrepreneur. This is part of having your own business. And even, you know, working with someone, you're going to be in a company where things aren't always the best, you know? It's a seasonal thing. And if you let the low seasons dictate how you going to move about with your business, you're going to be in a low season forever.
You're going to fail. Yeah. Like, if you let that just stay with you, this feeling, because like I said, guys, from the expense ratio and how much I made thus far, and this month is almost over, to be honest, we touch it on Christmas. It's bad. But that's not going to stop me from doing what I know I can do. What I can, like, January coming up, I know it's going to take off. Like, that's just, you just got to have that mindset. You got to have that feeling that you will be okay.
You have to always put yourself in the place of that your business is winning. Yeah. You always have to. Like,
for a
when
fact.
It's not doing well, it's still doing great.
Yep.
You know, because if you don't have that mindset, you're not going to work as hard. You have to have the winner mindset and do the winner's work to get the winner's reward. Yep. Ooh! Baby, put that in a book. Put it in a book. That was it.
And then this comes the preaching segment of Belly. Y'all got this. Another little smidge. We're just going to write you a little Bible. Like,
right, what was it? You got to have the winner's mindset.
Oh, girl, we're going
to
play it
to do the winner's work and get the winner's reward.
Yes.
Boom.
Boom.
Need to drop, like, one of them sound effects right there.
No, what about you? What's been going on?
Honestly, y'all already know from last season. Actually, I don't even know if they know from last season. It's been a rough year. I don't know if I said
they
it.
Know.
Oh,
they know.
But y'all know? Oh, y'all know. That's all y'all been hearing. It's still been a rough year. The year has gotten slightly better. In terms of what I'm doing business-wise, I've been working a lot, like sometimes 7 days a week. I've been doing, you know, my 9-to-5. I've been picking up extra shifts with an extra job. Then I'm also figuring out ways to make my passive income. Like, I'm finding, I'm on a grind right now where money needs to be made. And the money that I make, I save it.
Yep.
Like, I'm on a saving spree because I have so many dreams and goals and, you know, just aspirations for my businesses and what I want to do and how I want to, you know, grow them into the lovely, thriving, successful businesses I know they can be.
Yep.
But right now, I'm in a saving mode. Like, I'm not in a flexing mode. I'm not in a, let me just invest in this and invest in that. Right now, I'm in a, let's just rebuild your savings to where it is at a comfortable level before you start really putting in, you know. And I know we discussed, you know, having a savings versus not having a savings. But because I also want to move out, you know, in a recent time period, you know, I don't want to say by next year, but I want to move out soon. I'm planning to go back to school, guys. So I need money. Like, I need money. So right now I'm saving as much as I can. I'm working as much as I can. So when I'm no longer able to work as hard, which would be next year because I'm planning to go to school full time, I'm going to be okay on paying bills. I'm going to be okay in investing in my business. I'm going to be okay with doing that. So right now, Chivy Hair Care, I'm actually making a set of butter today or tonight, maybe tomorrow, to
I've
be honest.
I've missed it, my God.
You know, I've been getting so many hit-ups.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm just thinking about it right now in my head.
My hair misses it. I was wondering why my hair wasn't performing the way it did, and I really think it's because I have been using
it's
my
been
butter.
A big key factor
I've
for
used
all
it
of
for
my hair
over a year.
Yeah,
and then I just cut it out like randomly, and now my hair is not happy. Yeah. Like, she's really not happy. But so I'm doing that with the butter. I actually have a couple of secret projects that I actually told you about with the whole. I have a couple of things that's in the works. That's what I've really been doing. I've been minding my business, staying low-key, and planning my life out.
Okay.
Planning 2020.
Okay.
Actually, I lie. 2020, if you're listening to this, I have no plans for you. Please just treat me kindly. You know, 2019 was a little rude. She was a lot of rude. So 2020, if you're listening to this, we have no beef. You know, like, I am stepping into you as graceful as possible.
And that's
okay, with my tail between my legs. I'm not looking at you in the eye. I'm just trying to get by. So if you're listening, 2020, please treat me right.
Manifest it, sis.
You know, and a lot of people have been having struggle in 2019.
Yeah, of course.
2019 is rebranding for everybody, to be honest.
I feel like it's our generation, too. Like, maybe because I'm around it, but, like, it's... everybody is doing something that they had never done before.
Yeah.
Or something that they've always wanted to do but couldn't try before. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen that and I feel that. Like, I like being around that spirit and that energy. Like, if you're around friends that are trying to do something different, like, completely outrageous,
it motivates you.
Yo, like, that's really gonna give you something in your mind. Like, yeah. Wow. Like, they're actually doing something like that. Let me think about myself. What can I do? Yeah, yeah, you know, I like being around stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that 2019 was the year for almost everyone that I heard that made people uncomfortable. Like, you were forced into feeling uncomfortable in 2019.
Right.
Just to get that change, just to do that thing that you've never done before.
Yeah.
I feel like 2019 was the year of feeling as if your shoe was too small. You know, like, just feeling like you need to get out of it, you yep. know? And some people receive that message in a light way, and some people got hit over the head with it. Yep. You know, I myself got hit over the head a couple times, but I received the message loud and clear. You know, 2019 was definitely the year for shaking shit up. You know, it was definitely the year for just not accepting less.
Okay.
You know, not settling.
Settling, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
2019 was the year. How many times am I say this? These three words. Four words. But it definitely was the year where you just realized that settling isn't doing it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, in any aspect of your life. It doesn't have to necessarily be financial. I know people who are struggling in their relationship, personal life. You know, they're struggling in their work life. They're struggling in social and family. You know, people are struggling all around. And, you know, people will always struggle. But I think this is the year where a lot of people are feeling uncomfortable mm-hmm. and are actually like, you know what? I have to do something about this situation.
Right.
Like, I have to. Whether you put the plans into play right now or mm-hmm. you're slowly taking those steps towards it, I feel like you said everyone around me is taking action and changing something, one thing that they are unhappy about
right.
this year. And it's amazing. It's tough because, you know, it was good for all of us to go through it together because I kind of felt like as a whole, mm-hmm. we all struggled together this year. But it was also great to see that, like you said, everyone around you has some project going.
Yeah.
So it's motivating you, like, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
My friend is out here trying to build a business. My friend is out here, you know, really putting effort into finding love and finally putting effort into a relationship she wanted but didn't necessarily care to maintain.
Yeah.
Somebody else is moving out, you know, for the first time. And somebody else is just feeling happier today. Yep. You know, they're putting effort into their self-care, you know. So I just felt like I just was motivated. I was pushed to do better with myself. And so that's what I've been doing. A long rant, guys. I've been really saving, working, and planning under the work. Like, planning secretly.
Okay. Do you have any last minute tips for rebranding?
Yes. My number one tip for rebranding is go all in.
Yeah.
And it's okay if the rebranding doesn't, you know, make it better. Because that's the reality of it. Sometimes it won't help change the situation as much as you thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a temporary feel. So I'm rebranding. I changed my hair. I felt great.
Yeah.
But that greatness only lasted 2 weeks or until the color faded.
Right.
Which is literally how I felt about my hair when I dyed it this year. Literally, I felt so great until the bright copper died down.
Chill.
But yeah, so no, nice. that's my number one, my top tips for you guys. One, go all in. Why not? You know, why not? If not, you're going to just be sitting here doing the same thing. And you already know how that's going to turn out.
Bad.
Might as well try something different.
Right.
And if it doesn't work how you thought it was going to work, that's okay. That's literally part of life. Yeah.
Right.
That's it for me, guys. What about you?
I would say my final tips is get creative with how you decide to rebrand.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of your business, you don't have to go crazy about overthinking it. Like, even if it's just changing the color, the mm-hmm. mood, like, simple, small changes to the brand could be what's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Test things out. Like, with ads, you have to test. You have to make sure. Maybe the rebranding isn't necessarily in your name, your logo, your slogan, anything like that, your story. Maybe it's in your audience. Maybe you've been targeting the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like, maybe your market isn't who you thought it was. So just getting creative in terms of that can really help you out. Like, jot down a few ideas of what you feel like aren't working and then go from there with your process of rebranding, because I feel like you know your business best and your life, so you'll figure out what's going on, what's wrong, and what's different, and what's working and what's not.
Oh, I have one that just popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Notify your vendors. Ooh. Please don't rebrand and keep it a secret. Like,
yo.
Please don't rebrand and not tell the people that you're working with, not tell your partners. Like, because when they get an email from a different name expecting the same prices and deals that you previously had, and you're confused as to why they're confused, y'all gonna be looking at each other with it like a clown nose on. Who's the joke? Yeah. Is it you or them?
Yeah, please. You know, please. So notify everybody that yes. needs to be notified.
All like, partners.
Your operational managers, your executive manager, everyone has to know that the name is different now.
Yes.
The thing is different now. This yes. is what we're saying now.
Yes. No, like,
yo,
don't just switch it up and then forget to tell everybody else. Yeah. That's not how it is. Yeah. Okay. But this was a great episode. Do you have any final words?
Nah, I'm really happy to be doing this with you guys. Season 2 is going to be great. You're going to love it. We have a live show coming out March 22nd.
Yes.
Location will be like spread out. You know, watch out for our social media platforms.
Definitely.
This is like a whole official launch, guys. So yes. we're going to be everywhere. Like website.
You're like, going to get sick of us.
Guest stars. Where you're going to have everything that you can think of for a whole real show. Like, we are a whole real fucking
show.
Yes,
that's what we are. I was just about to say. We are. Okay. And this was the first episode of the second season of Big Dreams, Small Pockets.
See you guys soon.
Bye.